Hi, this is Favi Fav, and you're listening to the very first Mordida Minisode, a small bite in between our full episodes to tide you over until next Thursday. Okay, let's start the show.
Mordida! Mordida! Mordida!
Mordida!
Mordida!
Mordida!
Bueno.
Buenas tardes.
¿Quién habla?
De aquí para allá, Babelito 666, y de allá para acá, ¿quién?
Pues el único, Favi Fav.
¿Qué sé? What's up, girl?
Babelito 666.
Babelito 666. It's my new name for my Twitter account. Yes,
oh
I did it.
Oh my God, welcome to 2004. How are you?
It is great. I can't wait to see the Pixies reunite. It's wonderful.
The Pixies? Pinche güera. Oh my God, dude. I love your new, I love that Twitter handle, Babelito666, pinche diabólico.
Para que veas. Así es. ¿Y tú qué tal? ¿Qué haces? ¿Cómo estás? ¿Qué me platicas?
I'm in my studio. I have so much work to do. I'm in that show in Denver at the Denver Art Museum. I have to go up there next Sunday, after Thanksgiving, with a truckload of sculptures, right? That was the plan. I haven't made one fucking thing. So right now, after we record this, I'm gonna get to work. Like, I'm gonna turn it the fuck out because I have to get these done. And I can do it, no problem. I just have a lot of bullshit.
That's what we gotta do, man. Like, that's what we gotta do. We just gotta work. Like, I just came from outside because there's kids protesting. It's anti-Trump protest. And I'm just like, we all have our ways to protest, right? And I think work, it's our ethic, and that's how we were raised, and that's our way of protesting this unfortunate event. How have you been since our last episode?
Good. It was a little rough for a few days because I was feeling weird, but then I decided to go to the Trump protest here in Las Vegas, and that helped a little because it was cool to see. I was really proud of Las Vegas because when people protest here in this town, it's like three people like in front of a giant casino and nobody cares. Mm-hmm. But there was over 2,000 people like on the strip protesting. And
that's amazing.
I felt so proud of Las Vegas at that moment when I saw all those people from all demographics. It was so life affirming. It was cool until the end, because then everybody kind of got separated when the cops like cleared the streets and stuff. And then I saw some bullshit that just sent me down depression road.
What do you see? Do you see gigantic security? What is it? Those pin things that people are wearing now, the white people are wearing now.
I saw a giant pin, just floating towards me, and I started running. A giant safety pin. Oh my!
That should be a good sci-fi movie. The giant safety pin.
That's the next That's the next M. Night Shyamalan movie. It's gonna be called Safety Pin. Lady with the safety pin.
Oh my God! I don't know. It's been crazy. I mean, you know what else has been crazy is the response that people have gotten from the episode. People have a lot to say, and it's very cool that everybody's sending emails, messages on Facebook, and also on Twitter, because, you know, like, I am very hip, like you kids, because I see the Twitter.
What did you just say?
I say,
you're gonna get your hip replaced. What?
Déjale, payasa. But anyway,
why do you sound so far away? Your phone is not like it was last time. Talk again.
Okay, I said what I was saying is that people's response has been very, very cool and very interesting, especially because everybody has an open mind. Like our audience, everybody's like, okay, I might not agree with absolutely everything, but at the same time, I'm happy you guys did this episode. I can wait for the next episode. And that's very cool to hear, you know?
So the last episode was our post-election caller episode. And I called people that have been on the show before, and it's mostly like my family, my friends. And yeah, we didn't agree with everything our families, like our people said. I don't know if I made that clear at the very beginning, but yeah, I should have said more like, this is just me facilitating an opportunity, right, for people to just state their opinion. I just love it.
No, because it was necessary to provide that space for people to vent. Like that was an episode to vent, you know, regardless of what it was said, you know. That's why we're going to have, hopefully, a episode with people's reactions from that episode, because it's important, you know, and to get people's letters and to get people's emails and, you know, comments.
Yeah, keep sending those. We've gotten a few. We hear you guys. We see you guys in the comments and in sending us emails. We are going to save those for our listener letter episode. One comment that I did get that I keep thinking about and that bothered me was on Twitter from one of our listeners. And let me just read it. Did you see this, Pablito?
Yes, I did.
Now that you're hip.
Because I'm on the Twitter.
Oh, my God. Mírala. Okay. It was from one of our listeners. Her name is Sad Gal Cece. And she said, at Latinos Who Lunch, big fan, pero it's problematic as fuck to say that people who wait to report assault need to go away. I totally agree with her because when my tia was saying that on the call, I just kept going, oh, like on the other side, right? Like, oh. But I didn't want to cut her off because it was her honest opinion, you know what I mean? But that is something that I want to do a full episode on, and a couple of my friends have talked about it too, is like, we are living in this goddamn patriarchy, and the rape culture is very real. Like, it's okay for men to just be disgusting, and they call it locker room talk, or they call it, you know, boys being boys, you know, and it's disgusting, and it needs to stop. And it ain't cute, it ain't hot, it ain't cool, it ain't lukewarm. So it needs to be over, just like this white supremacy, right? So
yeah, and it's a perfect example of like, we need to be careful not to place ourselves in the center of an oppressive situation where we have no fucking idea. And I see that every day. Like, I've tried to stay away from social media this past few days for that same reason, because a lot of the things that happen to people, a lot of the things that are happening in the world, like, have nothing to do with you. And we've said this before, and people keep placing themselves in the center, and I don't fucking get it. It's just crazy. And when you have dudes, especially like when you have white dudes talking about, you know, regulating like women's vaginas, that grinds. Oof, no, I can't. I'm done. No.
Yeah. And how about instead of telling girls to be careful, or telling girls to dress appropriately, how about we tell boys, like, hey, how about don't be a pedazo de fucking mierda, and like, treat women with respect.
Pig.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we're talking about when it's little things like that, you know, like, oof. Anyway, I'm done. I'm not done. Sorry.
No, I absolutely understand it, and it is important to address those issues, because we don't take them lightly, you know what I mean? Even though we're always like joking, but it's important to keep them in mind. And that's what it is. Like, this is one of the things that we talked about in the beginning when we started doing this podcast. Like, we want to open it, to make a bigger dialogue. Otherwise, it's just two gay dudes talking about food and making fun of things, and that's not the point of Latinos for Lunch. So keep those comments coming.
There's enough petty brown gays out there to last a fucking lifetime. Like, Jesus Christ. Oh my God, I can't even go out anymore. But you know, the call-out culture thing, we talk about it all the time, like, oh my God, I can't even take a shit without being called out, you know, like, yeah, it's, you know, we have the internet now, people are speaking their mind, and if you don't want to hear it, log off, go to the fucking forest and take a hike, you know, it's, you can learn so much from it. Calm down. Like, it's okay. Like, people have, don't tell me to calm down, right? So I already hear people calling me out for what I'm saying. So, but that's good. I think it's good because it really makes you think about the words that you're saying, because words mean things. Shout out to Crystal from The Read. And
but also, like, okay, keep going.
No, thank you to, I just want to thank the listener on Twitter for calling that out, because when she was saying that shit, I was like, ugh, what she's saying is problematic. Anyway. I know.
No, but it's, but also, like, when people complain about, you know, like, call out, what do you call it? Call out culture or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's like, well, I mean, you must be carrying some demons if, like, this people calling you out all the time, it's bothering you this much, you know? And plus, you need to curate those voices outside of your head. Like, you know what you need to take, because those little voices and those little things are the things that distract us from real action. And, like, I'm tired of like, that complaint. So, especially right now, man, like, I can't. I just tune it out and I'm focusing on my thing, and that's it.
Okay, so let's. I'm gonna make a plan right now, and I'm gonna stick to it. And this is so everybody listening can hold me accountable too, especially you, Babelito. I'm only gonna go online once a day for like half an hour tops to post on our Instagram and on our Facebook, and that's it. Because I can't believe it, baby, because I can't anymore. I have, like I said, I have so much shit to do, and just it's healthy to log off. And I've noticed yesterday I probably spent 4 hours just like reading people's comments and just like going reading all these think pieces and like what's going on? Like, what am I doing? I should be doing work instead of trying to keep up with all this stuff, right? So yeah. I'm logging off. I'm only going to go on to update our Instagram and stuff. And then that's it. That's what I'm going to do. You've inspired me to do that.
Te voy a dar manotazos like my aunt did to a priest.
What? Tell me that story immediately. What happened?
So my grandmother died, right? Like, rest in peace, Chepita. And then... like half of the family is Christian and half of the family is Catholic, and they didn't talk to each other, and they end up having the church, I don't know, like memorial in a Christian church. Ooh, so the Catholic side of the family was not happy, and then I don't know if they call it a priest in the Christian church, but by the time we went to go, you know,
they like call it a pastor,
the body. When everybody was saying hi to the pastor, the pastor extended the hand to my aunt, and my aunt, boom, le dio un manotazo.
No.
In the middle of the fucking chapel.
Where did she punch him?
Beautiful. He extended his hand, and with her hand, he just went, psh, like, put him away, like, don't fucking say hi to me. Like, how dare you? Our friend said, oh, she was playing Manitas Calientes.
Oh, my gosh.
But anyway, so every time I see you on the social meets, I'm gonna give you manotazos like a Christian.
Good,
like
good.
A mad Catholic woman.
Good, good. Putazos for progress, once again. Very nice.
Amen. Aleluya.
Aleluya. Amen. Gloria a Dios. So... Oh my gosh. So something else that I want to mention is from Grecia, that was on our Voices and Chismes episode, told me to be careful about the numbers that we're reading online, because, you know, we did mention a few percentages in the post-election episode that were incorrect, because they're based on exit polls, a lot of them, that actually are not right. So, and one of the main reasons I think why she sent me that was because I got really mad at Latinos who voted for Trump and like the percentage of the Latinos, right, that voted for Trump. But it actually, historically, this election, the Latino turnout was much, much higher than any other election, I think, in history. So
right on.
So right on, Latinos. Be careful of the polls you read. And you know what? There were still Latinos that voted for Trump. So I was mad at those people.
And ultimately, every time I see articles about the new senator in Nevada, the Latina, I'm just like, oh, at least my vote counted for something. So that's pretty good. And plus, more Latinos than ever also turn out in Nevada. So we got to be proud of that and keep moving.
Yeah, fuck yeah, Nevada. We got to keep fighting. We got to stay firme.
We got to stay loud.
You want to talk about any? Oh, you know, Grecia also posted on Twitter, like, what music have you been listening to get you through this the results of the election this past week? And I answered for you because you didn't have a Twitter at that point. So I said that I've been listening to Solange's album and you've been listening to Helado Negro's album. Was I correct?
I'm still so in love with this album.
See,
today,
I knew it.
I actually opened Helado Negro's page and I was about to send him an email and I was like, nope. I'm actually writing my dissertation right now.
I know.
Like, that's how... And I went back to the other albums, and it really just... It's like meditation. It helps me breathe. So good.
It's wonderful. Anyways, stay tuned for next week when we're going to bring you a full Latinos Who Lunch episode. Revivalito and I talk about the movie Moonlight. And that also inspired us to go onto the internet and go on Netflix and try to find other similar films or films with people of color, coming of age stories, queer movies, things like that. So
gay brown movies, which, you know, now with the advent of Moonlight being one of the most fucking beautiful movies out there, you really got us thinking. So yes, that's going to be a good episode.
Yeah. So we lied last week. We're sorry. This was not a full episode. Next week will be. But that means you have another week to watch Moonlight. And so when you listen to next week, we recorded that a long time ago. So it's like we're in a time machine. But anyways, thank you for listening. This has been the first ever Mordida Minisode. I'm Favi Fav.
This is Valerito 666.
I don't like that.
So lame.
Pinche satánico.
And this is Babelito.
And we are Latinos Who Lunch. Bitch, there's a delay.
What?
You can't say it with me.
Okay, go ahead.
Yay! You can find us at latinoswholunch.com. You can email us at latinoswholunch@gmail.com. If you go on our website, you can check out our donate button now where you can send us money so that we can keep doing
Mordida,
the show.
Mordida.
And also, check us out on the Audio Boom Network. Soon, we're going to be on Spotify, which is very exciting. And I know, right? And also, make sure to go on iTunes, rate us 5 stars, 5 stars only, and leave us a review. That really helps. The more reviews we have on iTunes, the more visible we are. And it's all about visibility right now at this moment.
Yes, ma'am.
In history.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Hallelujah. Bye.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.